And now it's time for the further adventures of Big John and Sparky. Today's chapter is entitled, More Than One Way to Catch a Fish. Our good friend Yuki Butcher, the taxi cab driver, has a farm out on the edge of our hometown of Cincinnati. It's out near Dent, Ohio. And he invited Mayor Plumfront and Sparky and me to come out and spend the weekend with him. We were privileged to see his new racing auto, which he intends to enter in the Indianapolis 500 on Memorial Day. Meantime, all of us are just taking it easy and enjoying the summer sun. Come listen.
Hey, Mayor Plumfront. Let's go out to Yuki's private racetrack, and I'll race you around the track again.
Oh, lad, I'm so comfortable in this here hammock. How can you even think of racing around that there track on such a lazy day as this?
Well, Mayor, it won't take any effort on your part. We'll just ride around in the race autos. You can drive Yuki's big racing car, and I'll drive the miniature racing car that Yuki made for me.
No, lad. No. I'm just going to lay here in this here hammock and take it easy. I'm not going to do anything today. Nothing at all.
Oh, Mayor, why not?
No.
We came out here to Yuki's farm to have some fun, didn't we?
Well, I don't know about you, lad, but I came out here to get a rest.
Oh, me. Boy, I sure thought you'd want to do something today to have fun.
Listen, lad, I'm having all the fun I want to have just laying right here in this hammock underneath the shade of these two great big elm trees.
We sure have any fun just laying around in a hammock.
Now, Sparky, will you stop pestering the mayor? I don't blame him for wanting to take it easy. Even if there is a wonderful fishing spot here on Yuki's farm.
Whoops. What'd you say? A fishing spot here on Yuki's farm? Well, why don't you tell me about that? You know how much I like to fish. Come on, what are we waiting for? Let's go fishing. What is it, a lake or a creek or a brook or what?
Now, I thought that you'd perk up when you heard that there was a place to go fishing out here. It's a brook, Mayor.
Oh, me, a brook. A brook. babbling brook. And I bet there's a lot of shade trees lying in the banks. I bet there is. Come on, let's go. What are we waiting for? What about fishing rods and things like that?
Look right here. I brought them with me. Got two of them right here, one for you and one for me.
Okay. What about the lad? Isn't Sparky going to fish?
Sure. I'm going to fish, Mayor.
Well, where's your fishing equipment? Got to have a rod and reel if you're going to do any fishing.
Oh, boy. I don't need any fishing pole. I got some string in my pocket. All I have to do is take a pin and bend it for a hook. That's all I need.
Well, now, lad, you take it from me, an expert fisherman from way back. You ain't going to catch any fish that way, no siree.
We'll see, Mayor. We'll see. Hey, when we pass the barn, should we ask Yuki if he wants to go fishing with us?
Yeah, why not? After all, it's his farm. It's his brook and probably his fish.
I doubt if he'll want to go along. He's busy working on his racing car.
Ooh.
Yeah, he's getting it ready for the big race up at Indianapolis. That is, if he ever gets his notice of approval for his entry into the race.
I hope he does, because I want to be able to race the little midget race auto in the race up there, too.
Well, here's the barn, and there's old Yuki working on the motor in his racing car.
Hey, Yuki! How about taking off from your work for a little while?
Yeah, fine. What's on your mind, Big John? What's going on over there?
We're going fishing, Yuki. How about going with us?
Oh, fine. That's an excellent idea. There's only one thing wrong with it.
Something wrong with it, Yuki? What's that?
I can't go along with you.
You can't. Why not, Yuki?
Well, I've got to stay here in my inventing laboratory and work on this motor for a while. I've got to fix it up so it'll run 160 miles an hour.
Well, Yuki, you've got plenty of time to work in your racing car. After all, the race is 3 weeks away.
Oh, yeah, but the time trials start next week. If I get a letter that I'm expected from the Indianapolis Racetrack Committee, they might tell me to come right on up there with my race auto and try to qualify for the race.
What you're saying is, then you don't want to go along with us, huh, Yuki?
No. You fellas go on down to the brook and enjoy yourselves. I'll just work on the motor of my racing car here for a while.
Well, okay, Yuki. We'll see you at supper time.
Bye.
Come on, Mayor. Sparky, let's go.
Oh, boy, Yuki sure does want to get into that 500-mile race on Memorial Day. I bet he wins it, too, with that keen race auto he's got.
Well, now, lad, I don't know. There are some pretty good drivers in that race. If Yuki wins, I'd be pretty surprised.
Well, I don't know why. That's a pretty good racer Yuki's got.
Oh, I know that, lad, but it takes more than a good auto to win that race.
Yeah, that's right. The fastest racing car in the world doesn't always win the race. It takes skillful handling of the car by an expert driver, too.
Oh, that's so right, Buster, so right. How well I know, yeah.
Just the same, I'll bet he wins. He's a good driver.
Well, we hope so, Sparky, for Yuki's sake.
Okay, there's the brook. Boy, does it ever look pretty with the sun shining on it like that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
See how it shimmers? Looks like diamonds.
Yeah, hey, this is a pretty sight.
Oh, yes. And there's an even prettier sight. Look over yonder. A nice shady spot with lots of soft, comfortable grass growing along the bank. Ooh, let's go over there and sit there, and we'll just do our fishing from that there spot.
That's a good idea. Come along over this way, Sparky.
Okay. Hey, I know what. Let's have a contest. Whoever catches the biggest fish or the most fish gets a prize. How about that?
That's okay with me. How about it, Mayor? If you catch the most fish, I'll buy you a steak dinner. And if I catch the most fish, then you'll have to buy me a steak dinner.
All right. And what is the lad going to put up for the one who catches most fish? He hasn't got any money to buy steak dinners. What about it, Sparky?
Let's see. I know what I could do. I'll come over and I'll cut your grass 2 times free of charge. That goes for you too, Big John.
Uh-huh.
That is, if you catch the most fish.
Okay. And if you catch the most fish, the mayor and I will buy you an ice cream soda every day for a month.
Yeah, there you are. That's a deal. And there's no chance of the lad winning this here contest with the kind of fishing equipment he's using. Looks like this here contest is just between you and me, Buster, with these here fancy rods and reels we're using.
Well, anyway, here's a nice spot. Come on over here. Let's sit down on the bank. Let's get to fishing, huh?
I'll just throw my line into the brook here.
Can you imagine that, Buster? The lad's just a-fishing with a piece of string and a bent pin. Not even using any bait. Wait till I cast my line in there. Get it in the water here with my fancy fly. Got a nice silver spinner on it.
Yeah, I saw that spinner. It's okay.
What's the matter?
Hey, what have you got there, lad? It's an old boat, isn't it?
Oh, my goodness.
Pull it out of the water.
Take a look at this.
Well, for goodness sakes. Hey, look at that, Mayor. Isn't that a beauty?
Well, what do you know about that? A blackmouth bass.
I thought you said I wouldn't catch anything with this old bent pin, Mayor.
Oh, now, lad, you've gone done and went and broke all the laws of field and stream. That must have been luck. Either that or this here brook is just filled with fish. Here, just watch when I cast my line here, and I'll come up with a fish twice as long as that. And all right, here goes. There we are.
Yeah, I threw my line in, too. Now, let's see who catches another fish first.
I'll get in on that. Here I go, casting into the brush. Ah, you like that placement?
No, lad, chances are a million to one against you catching another fish with that there crude equipment you got there. Oh, something's tugging at my line. I got one, lad. I got one. Oh, I told you. Oh, easy does it. Easy does it. Oh, this is a heavy one. Oh, my goodness. Oh,
I got another one.
Probably an old boot this time, lad. You won't catch another fish. Better throw down your line and help me land mine.
Yes,
here. Come on, help me here. Oh, mine's a whopper. Oh, this is a whopper. Oh, he sure is pulling on this here line.
Hey, I've got one, too. Hey, this place is full of fish.
I'm getting mine in now. Here she comes. Stand back there. Oh, for goodness sake.
It's an old automobile tire.
Stand back, boy. Stand back. Stand back. Here comes mine. Oh.
What was that, Big John? Yeah, what is that, Big John? That looks like a little goldfish.
Will you look at that? I had bigger bait on the hook than that fish.
Here comes mine. Stand back. Here it comes. Wow, look at that one. Hey, that's bigger than the first one I caught.
Oh, I give up. I give up. Lad, get another safety pin. I'm bending it and I'm putting it on the end of my line. Oh.
Well, I believe I win the fishing contest. Oh, I get free sodas for a month from both Big John and the mayor. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. You should have seen the look on Big John and Mayor Plumfront's face when they saw the fish I caught. They were both using fancy rods and reels, and all I had was a piece of string and a bent pin. I didn't even have any bait. Oh, and all the mayor caught so far was a...